Good morning. My presentation and assignment from NACA, our from FAO, is development and use of alternatives of fish meal and other high-cost feed ingredients in aquaculture. My presentation outline, introduction, alternatives of fish meal and fish oil as a high-cost ingredient and their sources, plant, terrestrial animal byproducts, non-traditional feed ingredients, vegetable oils, animal sources of oils and blends of oils, followed by current issues and gaps in fish meal and fish oil replacement and the way forward. So this graph has been shown to me, you have seen this many times, but the share of aquaculture in total fish production in 2014 showed that in the world, the capture fisheries production is higher than in aquaculture production, but here in Asia, in 2014, the production is over than the capture production. This is the data based on a survey published in 2011. This is the estimated global production of marine fish and shrimps with decreasing fish meal in commercial feed. And for two groups of aquaculture fish, aquaculture products, for marine fish, the total production in 1995 was only about 500 metric tons, and the commercial feed usage was 50%, and the fish meal percentage in the formulation was 50% with an average FCR of 2. After 15 years, the production increased to 2,000, almost 2,000 metric tons, and the commercial usage increased to 73%, with a decreased level of fish meal at 26%. But even in this, the average FCR had improved to 1.9. The same way with the marine shrimps, the production increased in usage of commercial feed, but a decrease in fish meal inclusion levels with a much improved FCR. This data showed that there is a very effective replacement of fish meal in formulations for these two species, for these two group of farm fish. This is the share of aquaculture, the aquaculture share of global fish meal and fish oil usage. In 1990, fish meal was only 10%, while fish oil was 17%. It increases in 2008 to 58% to 60%, and fish oil almost 81% to 85%. So this is, of course, the fish meal and fish oil, how these are produced. So, for example, here, for a 100 kilogram fresh raw fish, which are usually pelagic species, essentially fatty fish with a fat content of 8% or more, after the reduction process, fish meal is derived at about 20 to 25 kilos. The byproduct is oil at only 5 kilograms. The fish meal products is sold as high quality, prime, fair, average quality or FAQ, and the low temperature meal. This low temperature meal is expensive and is usually used as larval feed, in larval feed formulations. Okay, this is the basis for choosing alternative ingredients for fish meal and fish oil. I think the first two are very important. The first one is nutritive value, the nutrient levels of the alternative source, and its digestibility. This is set by the animal requirement. And second is the nutrient inhibitor present usually in plant sources. And the price compared with other ingredients. This is dictated by the market condition. And it's about the cost and availability of the source in the market. Then the acceptability of products by consumers. It is about the taste and nutrient profile of flesh of the product after feeding certain alternative ingredients. Then the commercial availability, the optimum growth and healthy of fish, and is it a renewable and sustainable resources? This is the approximate and nutrient content as feed basis of fish meal and targeted ranges in alternative ingredients. This is for grains and oil seeds. This is the nutrient category, and this is the fish meal, mean Hayden at this time, as the reference. So if you want to replace the protein, your target range for alternative ingredients should have about 48 to 80%. Protein. For crude lipid, it should be about 2 to 20%. And so down the line, it includes the carbohydrate sources and essential amino acids and some fatty acids. Plant products. this has the highest potential as alternative ingredient for fish meal and fish oil because these are considered as infinite resource of nutrients for aquaculture. Now, this, the plant sources in scientific publications evaluated as fish meal replacement, this has increased in the last 5 years, and I have included here the publications in 2017. Almost all CC-covered scientific journals. Now, the other sources evaluated as fish meal sources, very few compared to that of the plant sources, includes terrestrial animal sources, marine freshwater animal sources, rendered byproducts, and other sources that includes single-cell protein, like kitchen waste meal, seaweed, and some microalga. These are the products, the plant products in aquaculture are compared to fish meal. Usually this is low in crude protein, low in digestibility, deficient in some essential amino acids, low palatability and acceptability, and it has, of course, anti-nutrient factors. And this results in reduced growth performance. So here, published as a review paper in 2001 with 176 cited references, this has a list of anti-nutrient presence in these plant sources. There, some plant sources have more than the others with in terms of anti-nutrient presence. And the author here tentatively concluded that protease inhibitors, phytates, alkaloids, antigenic compounds are unlikely to affect fish growth at levels present in fish diets with commercially available plant-derived sources. But here in 2010, another publication, he grouped this group of important anti-nutrient factors in plant-based ingredients, the protease inhibitors, lectins, saponins, and oligosaccharides. And his important findings were there, the interactions between the effects of ANFs appear very important, and that microbiota in the intestine may modify the effects of ANFs. So knowledge of ANF is very important because we can have better diets and we'll develop this for optimal nutrition and health. So this is, let's go to soybean meal. This is the crude protein, fat, fiber, and nitrogen free extract or carbohydrate of carbohydrate level of soybean and soybean meal and soybean products. Let's take a look at the nutrient levels in full fat soybean meal. The crude protein is about 36%, crude fat about 20%, crude fiber about 5%, and NF is about 34%. Removing the oil in soybean meal, it increases the crude protein to about 52% to 54%. Crude fat and crude fiber remain, crude fat of course decreased, crude fiber and NF almost the same. But processing this into soybean protein concentrate, the crude protein content increased to 67% to 72%. The levels of crude fat and crude fiber remains the same, and NF here decreased. Further processing this into an SPI or soybean protein concentrate greatly improved the nutrient or protein level of soybean as an SPI. Crude fat and crude fiber remain the same, but NF here is decreased at less than 1%. This is a very good source of nutrient because most of the ANFs are removed, but then processing has a cost. The processing and supplementation increases the nutrient quality of plant-based ingredients and increases replacement of fish meal. These are the publications in the last, mostly in 2016. Let us look at rapeseed meal. The addition of phytase increases feed intake and growth in this fish. Soybean meal, addition of methionine and gamma irradiation, this increased or improved the replacement of fish meal. In a diet with high soybean meal and low protein supplemented with carbohydrates, the fish performs well with diets almost devoid of fish meal. This is in sea bream. And the pumpkin seed meal, with it is phosphorylated. The growth was found to be similar with the controlled diet containing fish meal. Barley meal, as a protein concentrate, the growth was not different controlled with the diet with fish meal. Canola meal, as a canola protein concentrate, isolate, it reduced to 75% the inclusion of fish meal protein. And rice, the rice protein concentrate is about 75%. At 20% inclusion level, there was no adverse effect on rainbow trout growth. So the other sources of alternative ingredients as fish meal replacement, poultry by product meal. This time is chicken. It can replace about 67% of fish meal protein and bacterial dried fermenting biomass. The highest level tested at 12.8% has no difference in growth in pompano. And torola yeast, it can be used in vanami diet and can replace nitrogen supplied by fish meal. Ensick meal, they studied two kinds, and one type can replace fish meal 100%. Silkworm pupae, tuna byproduct meal, seaweed variegata, and meat and bone meal with digestibility studied and growth, they can show an improvement in replacement for fish meal in the diet. So here, processing and supplementation of plant-based sources increases the level of fish meal replacement. So processing can improve the protein level, improve the digestibility, and addition of essential fatty acids can improve the profile and the low palatability and acceptability. You can add attractants, synthetic or natural, anti-nutrient factors that can be removed by processing. Well, taurine, here the latest, supplementation increases utilization of diet in high plant-based ingredients, and it is the first limiting nutrient in white sea bass fed with 18% fish meal. Because of the fluctuating and increasing cost of soybean meal, we can see here that in 1980, the cost was $240 per metric ton, and in 2012, it has increased to this much, $460 per metric ton. So here, the trends in publications to overcome importation of fluctuating or increasing cost of fish meal or soybean meal. The first one, there are a lot of studies published with substituting soybean meal with other plant proteins. You can find protein blends such as soybean meal with animal byproducts, soybean meal with other plant products, soybean meal with plant products and animal byproducts. So the processing of other plant-based ingredients are also found in the literature to increase the nutrient quality to substitute soybean meal. These are the sources evaluated as fish oil replacement from vegetable and terrestrial animal fat. It's increasing too. Fish oil, yes, it is a good source of N3 or omega-3 low-chain polyunsaturated fatty acids, and the current prices are more expensive than most protein sources. The dietary omega-3 in fish feed is defined in three levels. The first one is to satisfy the essential fatty acid requirement and the requirement to sustain the maximum growth for optimum health and to supply this N3 LCPU fat to maintain the level similar to wild fish. So it is important not to rely on finite marine resources, but there is a need for us to produce this N3 LCPU for de novo, and all possible options should be considered, according to Tucker in 2015. Now, Dr. De Silva discussed FIFO. Now I'm going to present you this way: fish in and fish out. FI as wild fisheries inputs, and the farm fish outputs. Now, the amount of forage fish used to produce feed for a certain species, is it driven by the need of fish oil or fish meal? Some species require essential for low trophic levels. It is driven probably by fish meal. The fish oil cost is lower than vegetable oil in 1980s and 1990s, but the cost has doubled up to 1,800 per metric ton in 2008. So, wild fisheries, is it needed for fish oil or fish meal? I think this would depend on the species that we prefer to culture in our region. This is the composition of fish oil and other lipid sources, fish oil sources, plant sources, and terrestrial animal fat. Now, you can see that it is blank here. They do not have this much of N3 LCPU fat. But let us look at the corn oil and sunflower oil. It has much of this ingredient of fatty acids, 18-2 omega-6. It is rich in these fatty acids. Some species can chain elongate and desaturate this to satisfy their need, but sometimes it is not enough, so have to supply in their diet. Here, the replacement of fish oil in diets of tiger shrimp and grouper species, publications in 2008 up to 2007, 2007 to 2008, and some in 1997 or older. Rapeseed oil, pollock oil, no difference in growth of feed efficiency for a grouper species. Also corn oil, soybean oil, corn oil, sunflower oil, peanut oil, no significant differences with fish oil fed fish. This time these are the grouper species. And also in Pineus monodon, combinations of fish oil, soybean oil, and linseed oil, these are based on growth experiments. But in later publications here, 2014 and 2015, the blend of rapeseed, soybean oil, and linseed oil, it is possible to substitute 100%, but strongly reduce the muscle is eicosapentaenoic acid. And what they did was to recover after 56 days of breastfeeding with a diet containing fish oil. 70 fish oil replaced at 75% with flaxseed oil, canola oil, or poultry fat. After 24 weeks of feeding, the replacement significantly depressed flesh and trihufa. So they fed with a finishing diet given for 12 weeks to restore the levels of N3. So they have a finishing diet. For a blend of vegetable oil and plant oil, after 88 days of culture, it suggests a detrimental effect on fish performance. And sesame oil and sunflower oil and linseed oil, these sources can be used for rainbow trout. Traditional and novel fish oils, I don't know the composition, but it says there in the publication, and novel fish oils, these are screened as plant sources alternative to fish oil, and they can replace fish oil at 50 to 75%, and with one treatment with minimal effects on growth and fillet fatty acids. Palm oil, 20% of fish oil results in similar growth rate with a controlled diet. Canola oil, sunflower oil, and tallow oil combinations. In this combination with tallow oil, the growth was significantly low. So here, let us look at the dietary crude protein and crude fat contents in commercial feeds and the recommended levels in scientific literature for juvenile fish. Usually in the scientific literature, it's higher. But if you look at the brochure of feed companies, you can see this one, for milkfish and tilapia, this is very much lower than that in scientific literature. So, personally, I don't think there's a need for us to really make a replacement because this can be supplied by other protein sources. Or sometimes you can add some more. But this time, some brochures, this must be higher. But they're in our area, the levels are these ones. Single cell oils. These are now the current experiments conducted on this. The extracted from organisms, it's a rich source of long chain N3 oils, and the source is, example is the thyrsochytrides. And this could provide 100% replacement of fish oil in the future, but at this time it is costly to produce. So, as a summary, the number of scientific publications on alternative sources of fish meal and oil is increasing. Plant products, considered as infinite source, has the highest potential as fish meal replacer. Processing of plant-based ingredients enhances nutrient quality, and addition of amino acids and enzymes increases level of fish meal replacement. Increased knowledge of anti-nutrient factors is important in utilization of plant-based sources as replacer for fish meal, and replacement of fish oil with vegetable oil significantly affect flesh quality in some species. Issues and gaps. There is no enough information on economic evaluation of alternative sources and also assessment of quantities for commercial use. And there are very few publications on ANFs. And there should be sensory qualities of products. This should be evaluated since alternative sources may affect fish quality and consumer acceptance. And other industries or industry users of suitable alternative sources be identified as they may affect the volume for aquaculture use. Way forward, research. There should be a technological evaluation, innovations on less costly methods, enhancing nutrient quality of alternative sources of ingredients. And this should be a continuous improvement, refinement, and modifications of feed formulations through focused research. And number three, I strongly push this, there should be a substantial share of fund for aquaculture nutrition research to encourage also these results for publications. And a concentrated research on fish oil replacement, as there are indications that decreasing fish oil inclusion reduces forage fish in fish feed as opposed to fish meal. It's also number five, a well-coordinated effort among stakeholders, government research agencies, public and private sectors in the conduct of genetic studies such as improvement of amino acid profile of legumes, increase N3 and LCPFA of plant-derived oils, manipulation of starch structure and increase micronutrients in plants, and selection for a fish strain or stock that can utilize efficiently plant-based or non-traditional ingredients. And cooperation and coordination. I believe an agency in the region is important to compile and disseminate information on alternative ingredients with a listings on effective level for specific species and root stage without affecting fish health, ANEFs, and also digestibility. And this document should be available to all users. And other points, there should be an increased reliance on suitable plant sources common in the region, fund research studies that will increase knowledge of ANEFs on these common abundant plant sources in the region. I think my last slide. This a big impact on fish meal and fish oil use if replacement studies in diets is conducted on the later stages of development, like juvenile and grow out, because in a fish lifetime, 95% of feed is eaten at juvenile and growth stage. So thank you to FAO, to NACA, DF Thailand, and to my host institution, SIFDEC. Thank you.